WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014. High school, college, and graduate students walked out of class throughout the country on Monday in support of Ferguson protesters. In New York City, demonstrators like Janelle from LaGuardia High School gathered in Times Square.
I am Mike Brown.
I am Mike Brown.
I have an 11-year-old brother.
I have an 11-year-old brother.
Who is Mike Brown?
Who is Mike Brown?
Who is Sean Bell?
Who is Sean Bell?
Who is Tamir Rice?
Who is Tamir Rice?
Who is Eric Gardner?
Who is Eric Gardner?
People say.
People say,
why get angry now?
Why get angry now?
Well, guess what?
We've been angry
since you killed
Dr. King.
Donna Austin is an anthropology graduate student at Rutgers. She said a broken heart can't even describe the pain she feels each time she hears of another black or brown death at the hands of police.
I mean, just this week, how many cases have there been? You know, it's like you can't even keep track of it. So, I mean, a broken heart, I mean, honestly, I think that's inadequate to describe the pain that I feel when this happens over and over again. And when, not just when it happens over and over again, but when there's no consequences. You know, so there's outrage, there's anger, and there's fear. I mean, if you're a person of color, like, I mean, are you supposed to feel safe? I mean, it's impossible to feel safe in these types of circumstances, you know. So, yeah, I mean, my heart is broken, but honestly, that doesn't scratch the surface.
At one point, the protesters in Times Square tapped their hearts in unison. In the middle of Times Square, 1,000 demonstrators laid down together and had a few minutes of silence to commemorate lives lost, hopes vanquished, dreams gone.
It violates my belief in what America can be, to hear young people feeling marginalized and distrustful even after they've done everything right. That's not who we are. And I don't think that's who the overwhelming majority of Americans want us to be.
President Obama met with his cabinet on Monday and with student leaders and activists, civil rights leaders. He met with law enforcement officials and heads of local governments, like Mayor de Blasio. With visions of police dressed in military gear holding machine guns confronting demonstrators in Ferguson, the public has had its fill of a militarized police force.
One of the issues that came up during response to the Ferguson back in August was the issue of military equipment being utilized in the face of protests that may be taking place in the community. It raised a broader issue as to whether we are militarizing domestic law enforcement unnecessarily, and is the federal government facilitating that? I have now received a review that I had ordered from all the agencies involved in this program, the 1033 program. I will be signing an executive order that specifies how we are going to make sure that that program is accountable, how we're going to make sure that that program is transparent, and how are we going to make sure that we're not building a militarized culture inside our local law enforcement.
The president said he wants to build better trust between police and the communities they serve. He is allocating a $263 million spending package. This will help police departments improve their community relations. This includes $75 million to help pay for 50,000 small cameras. Police can wear them on their lapels to capture interactions with civilians. New York City's public advocate Tish James, who has advocated for police to wear cameras in New York City and has been instrumental in the NYPD body cam pilot program, said police-worn cameras are the single most effective way to enhance accountability and transparency in policing. She commended the president on his bold stance and calls on all policymakers nationwide to move swiftly to make body-worn cameras a reality. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.